Good morning, Shirtai. Please return to the front for all of our announcements.
Thank you.
God will give you peace. On March the 3rd, we are going to have a lunch that we will find out all of the areas that we have where we are yet. We encourage you to use and get help. So join us on March the 3rd at 10.
So we had oil paint, acrylic paint, knit, and you'll join us for our next open art studio.
Chris and Amy Dyer are expecting to latch smoothly by having a diaper and wipes. They drop diapers and wipes and leave them in the lobby to where the Dyer family has been part of real life and we're to our family.
3, 4, 5, 6.
And we'll pray to God. God, so we are your children, and you do provide a place that we are because of all the opportunity you give us. As us for, and thank you for being with us in this house today. Amen.
One.
Intro 2.
place to be. I'm not enough to be here again. Oh, I'm all you are.
Verse 2.
Like the sun, it's your glory of me.
Of the human struggle. So, what would you like to not be able to end up in the game of hide and seek? We dart around the abyss of yesteryears, the lighter chapter. Call half of the mischief I've caused. Frank, be out there, but the details are as hazy. Poor voter says some as selective as a picky toddler at night. About who did all superior autobiographical in detail every day of her life since 18 confirm her ability. If you've ever wished, you can visit a curse. She has warm memories that come from so every insult and every excruciating. She's paralyzed and assaulted by them. Peaceful slayer, like not to play, be glad you can still forget where you left your key. We conveniently shove the not so great in the clock. The ones where pop up ads that just won't quit. If we ever get to be too much to bear, then there's the flip that hold on to that eat us alive. Jesus, the things, and to hang on to the things we should put behind us. So, in fact, they are essential to our being. His sacrifice for us, the means to put behind us affect them. As we practice the partaking of communion to respond what received from the Lord Himself. On when He said, then He broke it in pieces and said, this which is you. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper and meant my blood. Do this in remembrance as the end 23-25. So, glad to let you bling all for the sake of your soul. This ultimate task will trash bin and focus on the gleaming future. As we're on this table, this very moment, Father, just thank you so much that you get to birth and just giving your son to die for our sins. Open up and you really think about what that means for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We are all so very blessed where we live here. You guys give your hands and feet in this community.
Day at Real Life Christian Church today. You're about ready, and we're pulling in here, and then I'm thankful. And then We've got this list for the meeting, that's why we do the things here that we do. They're going to hear a bit before, then followed by a service. So my life, you know what? It's a beautiful day. I was happy enough to be called Hot Mess. And I'm kind of glad, you know, we've easily become a hot mess, and they can't they? Just some life will feel like they're out of control. And we're trying to let it in our life, and that's going to be our job. And back to time. But it's, I was in there at the 8:30 service, and I was looking around everybody what to do. But we're going to know how the Bible teaches us the Bible created for some type of work. Do you understand why? Some ask that question every morning when we go climbing. And they can prove it through a book in the Bible. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created. There's a verb there. And God was doing something. So, in 6 days of creation, he promotes, invites us to invite them. Now, listen to me here. It's a crucial thing that we have to do. Whatever you're doing. If I was a Christian or even considered God's father, and I went for a paycheck, I get no other purpose in my life than to build. There's another one. And, you know, that was my only purpose to the job. And the next break, and then to going home. Now, I was quite proud of that at that time. I had no better. All I wanted to do was clocked out. That means I earned this amount of dollars. It was all about me. And what off I had to creating people just like me who were what did first 15 of chapter 2, it says the Lord who selfish, no good people like me. No pressure. God, through the creation of the heavens and the man. He gets in motions to us with what I'm doing. Tell me the work I have for you to do. A stay-at-home mom who's trying to manage the cabin, if not hourly. Children's lives. Even if we get a mess of our life and we're so struggling, we build the head the next day. And that's what he's doing in my kids. I'm doing great for my workers. He countless hours that you put in that no you're not poor me. And your job is to join God in his work. Be a steward of what he's entrusted you. He made you for it. And you should find. But let's face it. Just to live out, isn't it? Why distractions that get in the way. You know. Oh, I wish my kids don't. Oh, I wish I had their job. Everybody's got their medicine. Some of it's worse. All right? Frustration. Yes, I'm talking about you. And nothing happened. You got your day planned out. You got plans with your kids, and you get up and fail. Plans have to change. That's why we got to answer a question about life. Is so many people, they place their identity. When things get difficult, this is the identity who God says we are. To build our self-worth is much more than that. You know, he made you special as a God desires we receive fulfillment because you'll be doing it for the reason. You know what those are? Vacation. Or something, man. That's a big perk for me. Or, you know, a paycheck. That's when we run into the problem. There are a lot of the paycheck. It might be paying really good. I had to work extra hours to get it. Today's world, isn't it? The ability. Here, all these things though are temporary. All but the four of us that are in their work. When you think about what they did. And that's the reason people struggle. They don't film it in the right places. It's that they can just disappear in the snap of a finger. If a child got tomorrow, can it? Your parent don't want to lose a child, but not scared. So if you get your ID first, it can be gone. That's for him. I didn't. He was real honest with me. He said, that's the truth. It wasn't long. They were gone. Get with me. Yeah, there's always do it. So it can be gone. The Bible tells us, and we need them. But what was it? Christ in the flesh. So God is telling us where Jesus is my food or my nourishment. Love him. And that's his word. From when we're never meant to come from worldly things or how you get promoted or how many people in the year they go away. Go quit your job. That's not the most important thing. So we should play. We should place our God. And I believe that time and time again in Scripture, God, you know, Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful." Listen, preachers, let me. This it reminds us that and there's very few people doing it. Where it like Sunday morning happen here? I mean, you all love to drink the coffee, but some eat the snacks. And all those things. We like pets today. Somebody, you can hear me. Somebody's got a face. You're just in your watch. I mean, explode. And here comes to use our to be his. And that doesn't mean you're having the face. We need people who are working. How much going to be pizza? It's going to be a walking taco. Eat and slow beyond that. But that your life leads to to become Christians. In church. But it won't happen if it was in church to invite them to church. It would be a sinner. I've talked to home this, I don't know, it was a retirement store, hundreds of apartments, and we would have a service there. You know, that's about typical. It wasn't her parent. Smith, she was sweet as she could be, but she didn't have. Y'all come to church. And that woman said, I don't want to go to church. Living out our Christian life, every it matters. It in when it comes to keeping peace and joy and work. God to tells us to do both, to go to work and work. You might be familiar with Christians who hated the church, who hated people. You cannot encounter the risen Savior in all around the world. As the early church is facts. You know, not knowing what will happen to me. And then he goes on to say, I know that in time. He says, however, I consider my own rate will get the news of God's grace. There would be work for him to do along the way. We're all called to share the good news with the job that pays you. Ultimately, his work. There's a higher purpose behind it. Mundane and boring you may feel. In the room, this is a good encouragement and reminder to surrender control of your life. And I realized I was called into the ministry. I still felt like it was a dead end. I was working full time in a factory, and people I was connected with were coming to me and asking for me. I was making a difference. Walk up and say, hey, I've got this problem. The difference in lives while I clocked in and worked than just everlasting life. It's also an important thinking you're going to heaven. It matters. Sweating up here. We want to get out. No room today regarding work. I'm in our family, but it's not what you love. It's a traditional job. So it may seem hard to do that. You're called to join in with the work of God. And the beauty is that anyone with a sign of acceptance, give them the encouragement they need. Remember, all fixed on Jesus and run the race of life. Remember, when you join God and you're baptized into Christ, you're calling. All life is for him. Every son or daughter of God. And we're, you understand that? Before you could, you can order. It's simple. It's more than a relationship with Him. To come forward, confess Him as a problem, and then live. Live your life. Here's Jesus until I had created a great big system. Before we ever turn, maybe you're married. Your job is struggling. His maintenance. You need His help. If that's you, answer that. The longer we've been in this race, we can't be the Spirit. I need you, Jesus. With open arms. No, never that. The work was more than you and I could ever do. He gets because He loved you that much. When we serve such a self-saint, let's live for Jesus. Let's just pray.
Nothing worth more than glory and prayer. Your presence. I've tasted your heart becomes free. Presence, Holy Spirit, let's fill the atmosphere. Your heart's long for your presence. Come flood this earth. God is what our presence, Lord. Come flood this earth. God is what our heart. Your presence, Lord.
It has been a great day. Here's the thing. We've got several kids and he's excited about that too. You know, I have an art class. It'll be in room 102 just as soon as we do here. And I'll be up here just a few minutes afterwards. I'll be with you all the time. And if that will help you. So just make sure. Our school in the name of Jesus.
You if now and thank you so much for being there for us. Let's start to ask the world this week. Just please be with us. Thank you for your amen.
Your presence, let us see more aware of your goodness. Let your experience the glory of the Lord. Holy Lord, cut this place and fill it with your heart's love for your Lord.